1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. You can hear it in the background. That is the sound of the streets of San Francisco. San Francisco, California, where an ordinance outlawing size discrimination went into effect, was voted on by the Board of Supervisors and passed and will be going into effect very, very soon. Before we go live to San Francisco and speak with Roland Schwinn with his organization, Fat Pride, we will tell you that this is a move by the Board of Supervisors passing an ordinance that makes it illegal to discriminate against people based on the nebulous category of size. The growth of fat acceptance groups is evident on the internet. Dozens of groups have websites, notably the Fat Activist Task Force and the organization whose leader we're going to speak to soon, Fat Pride. Marilyn Wan was a local leader of the National Association of Advanced Fat Acceptance and the author of Fat So, called the legislation historic and necessary, especially when about half of all Americans are overweight. Half of all Americans are overweight. And one in four is medically obese, according to government statistics. On the line with us, Roland Schwinn from San Francisco. So it sounds like you guys are happy, you with Fat Pride and other organizations, Mr. Schwinn?
Well, absolutely happy here in San Francisco, where the San Francisco Board of Supervisors created a wonderful victory that has been won through the efforts of Fat Pride and other auxiliary fat organizations and Fat Pride organizations, the Bountiful and Proud. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors passed an ordinance making it illegal, and it is necessary, a necessary remedy for all of those who have ever been insulted or denied a seat in a restaurant or rejected for a job because of their appearance.
Why is it necessary? Has there been that much discrimination against fat people, the bountiful and proud, as you call them?
Yes, there has been inordinate discrimination. My understanding as well, but we feel that the ordinance as it stood did not go far enough. While this ordinance, as it was originally proposed, eliminated discrimination, my understanding is the ordinance would also include a provision that we, with Fat Pride, worked very, very hard. We may eat, or as we call it, replenish, anywhere we choose.
So that you may eat or replenish where?
The proviso says that we may eat or replenish in courtrooms, church, hospitals. In short, you may not discriminate against a man for eating. And that is a wonderful, wonderful victory for you.
All right, so for people to understand what that means, what Fat Pride calls the replenishment, that is eating?
That is correct, yes.
You can eat in church, you can eat in a courtroom, you can eat anywhere.
The rule against eating, you may not eat in a variety of public and private areas, we feel was unconstitutional, and we felt that it was wrong. San Francisco has said we accept the Bountiful and Proud, and right now, Phil, I'm at a street celebration for Fat Pride that we have sponsored. We are very, very excited about this, and we are certainly celebrating, and we'll continue through the night.
So the San Francisco ordinance outlawing size discrimination, having been passed, a spontaneous street demonstration has broken out, and I know many of the people involved in Fat Pride, the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance, and others consider this a victory. While you have been able to get one of your provisions worked in, you may eat anywhere.
Eat anywhere, as well as the understanding that we are the people now who are a legitimate minority group. I must tell you, Phil, that a brief scuffle broke out here just moments ago, and I will say this, they tried to move some of the replenishment trucks, and we have been hands up.
All right, I don't know what's going on. Is somebody grabbing you right now?
No, it's all right. We had a misunderstanding. They tried to move some of the replenishment trucks, so it is their claim it was impeding public health.
All right, you got to get back with me, Mr. Schwinn.
Yes, sir.
What are the replenishment troughs? Is that food?
We have replenishment troughs set up on the streets, and they said it impeded.
What is that, food?
That is food. Basically, it's Cobb salad and chicken salad, as well as some tuna. So we have these replenishment troughs. A brief scuffle broke out, but it ended just moments ago. Hold on for just a moment there. Just had to start my crowd noise again.
Okay.
It broke out moments ago. and ended when they got tired and had to sit down on the curb. So the scuffle ended just moments ago.
All right, so you were able to end the scuffle because you guys got winded and had to sit down?
That's correct. Now, I do not agree that a show of bountiful and proud solidarity is unnecessary, that we must have this show of solidarity.
Well, why is scuffling with security?
Because they are embarrassed by our replenishment bags and our replenishment troughs, and because we disturb or eschew the use of napkins. And the fact is that...
I didn't know that the... And you know what? You're outside. It's very difficult. You do not use napkins?
No, we do not.
Why?
The napkin issue got in trouble in Washington, D.C. It got us in trouble. That Mayor D. would not be peeing blood today if he understood. We do not use napkins.
I understand the problem you had in Washington, D.C. was in a restaurant.
That is correct.
That Mayor D. is hospitalized?
No, he is out of the hospital.
But he is still peeing blood.
He is still urinating blood, yes.
That is a violent retaliation against somebody who simply suggested that you use napkins.
He suggested that we wipe our faces, and that is to wipe away the evidence of something that we're very proud of, eating. We will never be embarrassed by eating, and anybody who wants to use a napkin is simply trying to embarrass us.
Don't you think that using a napkin is a simple courtesy? That by using a napkin, you are not being told to, you're not being told to be ashamed of your eating. You're simply being asked to wipe your face as a courtesy.
No, we see napkin use as a way of telling us we should be ashamed of eating, and that if we have food in our mouth, if we have some beef bourguignon or some cheese fondue hanging from our chin, if we have chili on our shirt, we should be ashamed of that. We are not ashamed of our eating. And I will go you one further, Mr. Henry. If we have spinach stuck between our teeth, if we have a wad of pesto shoved between our teeth and we smile and we say we are proud. We are the fat and the proud.
So you do not believe in picking your teeth?
We believe in it. We believe in good dental hygiene, but we do not believe in being ashamed of eating. We do not believe in being ashamed of having chive or spinach stuck between our front teeth.
All right, on the line with me from San Francisco is the very extreme leader of Fat Pride, Roland Schwinn. They are at a spontaneous street demonstration in San Francisco. People are happy up there, at least the overweight people. They passed a ordinance outlawing size discrimination. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. A question for you, Mr. Schwinn. You are, against the use of napkins. You believe that this new law allows you the opportunity to eat wherever you want.
That is correct.
It sounds like you're getting very militant because, by your own admission, moments ago, a street scuffle broke out when they were trying to move your replenishment troughs.
Yes, and the replenishment bags.
Now, you have troughs with food in it.
Yes.
And you have... Are these feed bags that you hang around your neck?
We have replenishment bags, yes. We hang them around our neck. We are proud of it. We are not ashamed. Understand this. We are not ashamed of one aspect of being bountiful and proud. We are not ashamed of one aspect of that pride. We will continue to press our case with the American people, and we will continue to press our case in the grocery.
Now, here, one of the things, because you guys are not ashamed of eating, you're eating right now, aren't you?
I'm in a replenishment trough, yes. And don't bring up the fact that I should not be eating on a radio interview. I'm leaving. And it's my right.
I understand that, but if you insist on eating, even in the middle of a radio interview, people can't understand you.
I think people can understand me very well, Mr. Henry. We will no longer be ashamed of eating. Eating a good meal, even if it means no replacement trunks.
All right, Roland Schwinn with us. That is quite a... And I would ask you if there's a way you can get inside.
Well, I can try to move inside so that we won't have to contend with the crowd noise.
I would appreciate that. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Speaking with Roland Schwinn from Fat Pride in San Francisco, where they have outlawed size discrimination, the Board of Supervisors. His understanding is there's also a proviso in there that includes the right for people to eat anywhere. Courtrooms, church, hospitals, funeral parlors, ballparks, you can eat wherever. And also... he reiterated their stand that they will not use napkins. And that, if you recall, That was something that created a melee in a Washington, D.C. restaurant. A maitre d' was sent to the hospital with after taking a severe beating from members of Fat Pride when he suggested they use napkins. So it got ugly. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686, and it's the Phil Hendry Show, and we have on the line from San Francisco Roland Schwinn from Fat Pride. They've passed an ordinance, the Board of Supervisors, that makes it illegal, basically, to discriminate against someone based upon size. The ordinance, inspired by a fitness company advertisement on a billboard last year, when the aliens come, they'll eat the fat ones first, is what the fitness billboard said. Add San Francisco in a short list of places in the nation, Santa Cruz, Washington, and the state of Michigan. This came from that billboard, Mr. Schwinn, that said when the aliens come, they'll eat the fat ones first.
Absolutely unacceptable. Ridicule of those of us who are the bountiful and the proud. We won't take it any longer. And we won't allow people to make fun of us any longer. And that maitre d' in Washington, D.C., if he wants to make his jokes, he got what for? He got sent to a hospital.
That man is still urinating blood to this day simply because he requested that you use a napkin, and you say that your violence against him was warranted?
We absolutely do. We sent a message that said, we will not be used as an instrument of ridicule. We will not be being humored. We are simply going to be here, be proud, be large, and enjoy what we feel is our right to food. Now, during the commercial break, Phil, again, security moved in here moments ago to try to break up the replenishment troughs. And,
what you have there, and I found out from some news people, you have troughs of food.
That's right.
That's where you people eat.
Yes.
Don't you think that you could eat off of a plate so that you're not blocking public access with a trough?
In other words, you're asking us to conform to the world of the undersized. We don't have to...
No, I'm asking, you're blocking public access with these replenishment troughs. You're eating out of troughs, and you're walking around wearing what are called replenishment bags, which sounds like a feed bag. Is that correct?
You can call it a feed bag if you want to, but it's a replenishment bag.
Do you have your mouth in one right now?
No, I'm going to eat. I don't have something to eat. Is there something wrong with you?
You got your face in a bag right now, don't you?
Mr. Henry, we have one of us.
Would you swallow the food that you're eating first?
Mr. Pardon?
Swallow what you're eating first.
You know, every time I'm on your program, you point up the bountiful and the proud and our need to eat.
Your replenishment troughs are blocking public access in San Francisco right now. What I'm asking you to do is to get a paper plate or a plastic plate and eat off of it with a fork.
Never. We don't want to do it. We'll never do it.
I'm sorry?
We don't want to do it. We're going to do it. You can't miss us.
So you don't want to eat off of a fork or a plate with a fork off of a plate?
No, I don't want to do it. All I want to try to do is eat a plastic trough. And a replacement trough for
us. All right, well, it caused a disturbance. And if you people are up there, you know, creating problems for the police, and if you're beating up maitre d's in Washington because they request that you use a napkin just because, you know, you guys don't want to wipe away the evidence of the fact that you eat. I understand that you eat. Isn't your fat evidence enough?
No, we don't believe it is, Phil. Well, our fat is evidence enough.
Can't you swallow that food?
We don't believe that it is, Phil, and we feel that evidence of our bountiful and proud tradition also exists with the food that's on our face. So it's a two-step program. First, you show the food on your face, then you wear it on your ass. That is what makes us, the bountiful and the proud, a proud organization worthy of Fat Pride, and that's what we're going to be continually doing.
All right, well, that organization in San Francisco right now demonstrating in favor of the ordinance that makes it illegal to discriminate against people based on size, Roland Schwinn from the organization Fat Pride. They refused to use napkins, and they beat up a maitre d' in Washington, D.C., who suggested that they use a napkin at one of their fundraisers a few months ago. Now, you heard that there was a scuffle that broke out between security forces and members of Fat Pride because they had what are called replenishment troughs. My understanding is a replenishment trough is simply a large horse trough with food in it. They're also walking around wearing feed bags, or what they call replenishment bags. I don't know why any organization of people can't conform, at least so far as they do not put themselves in direct confrontation with security forces. So if those guys want to have something to eat, that's fine. But why not put it on a plate and eat it with a fork or a knife? Why do you have to have a bag hanging around your neck? That's my question. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And why, not only do you have to have a bag hanging around your neck, but why do you have to have a replenishment trough on the street blocking people's access? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show in Redondo Beach. Chris Norton is with us, and he's going to be beginning his Chris 2000 tour, which sounds like something that is going to at least make or break his idea of bringing back the Speedo. And the Speedo, of course, you probably know, is something that, I don't know if it ever really caught on in America, but it's a really tight little bathing suit worn by American men or European men. But I don't know whether or not it caught on in the United States the way it has in Europe. And on the line with us is Chris Norton to talk a little bit about that. Chris, the Chris 2000 tour is what?
So Chris 2000 tour is my effort at, first of all, summertime is here, okay, and it's time for guys as well as gals to get themselves into some kind of respectable shape for the beach. There's an area that we have lost ground to the Europeans in, and that's what some people call the hammock, what we call the Speedo. Europeans seem to have more guts than us when it comes to wearing the Speedo. American men do not have, I think, that courage. And I was at Redondo Beach the other day down by the pier, and I saw for the first time in two summers this dude wearing a Speedo. And you feel good about that. You know, the Speedo is here, and I think it's time for us to bring back that look in the United States. Most guys don't work out, so they look pretty ridiculous in a Speedo. And so working out is important, and if you hope to be able to get into a Speedo, you do have to work out. And that's what I say, I guess, to anybody who's interested in wearing a Speedo. First, you have to work that out.
Why do you want to bring it back?
Well, I think I want to bring it back, number one, because it's, you know, I believe that it's something that makes a lot of sense when it comes to expressing ourselves in Southern California. I'm actively pursuing becoming the new spokesmodel for Speedo because no one, I think, you know, really embodies the California male model more than me. And I think women like it, too. I think women like the look of the Speedo. And
well, how does a Speedo look, and how does it attract a woman?
Well, I mean, to attract a woman, everything has to be in place. I think you have to wear the Speedo so that you show a lot of skin, and yet you retain some of the mystery. Women are very sensual and need to be seduced slowly. They don't want it all, you know, there right away. And I think the Speedo provides the fine art of seduction. That's number one. Number two, I think that if you wear the Speedo right, you can embody the look of Southern California. I am going to be with my agent this weekend, Dan Tanner. His number is 213-251-3189, and it's Tanner International. And
what are you and your agent going to be doing?
Basically, I'm going to be walking up and down various Southern California beaches this coming weekend. I'm going to be in La Jolla and showing people how to look in the Speedo. I'll be out there. I've got spiked shoeshine hair. I'll be carrying a six-pack of tab. I'll be in a Dayglo Speedo. I'll also be carrying a Frisbee. And people can get their picture taken with me and take a look and see how good the Speedo does look.
All right, Chris, we'll be right back with Chris Norton talking about Chris 2000, his tour of Southern California beaches in a Speedo. 1-800-449-8686. Try to bring the Speedo back on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Chris 2000, Chris Norton, is going to be out. And it, by the way, you're not a professional model, are you, Chris?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, so you are going to be out on various Southern California beaches wearing a Speedo over the months of the summer months, trying to reinvigorate America's interest in the Speedo.
Yeah, Phil, I think that the Speedo provides, I think, just a really, really interesting look. You know, if you're interested in giving women that kind of new look, you know, you show a lot of skin, you retain some mystery. Women are very sensual, and they need to be seduced slowly, and they don't want it all right out there in the Speedo. Just do it. And that's why this weekend I'm at La Jolla Beach. Like I said, my hair is going to be spiked and shoe-shined. I wear a friendship bracelet. I got a turquoise necklace and anklet. I'll be wearing wraparound gargoyles. I'll be holding a six-pack of Tab Cola and a Frisbee. On May 13th and 14th, I'm at La Jolla Beach. On May 20th and 21st, I'll be at Newport Beach Pier.
And where's that Newport Beach Pier?
That's right. You can't miss me out there.
Just look for a guy in a, is it a yellow?
Yeah, it's going to be a bright yellow Speedo. And I'll be slowly walking along the beach. And by the time I get about 200, 300 yards out, I generally have a lot of people follow me. Mostly, you know, women follow me. So you'll see a guy in a Speedo being followed by a lot of women. And that'd be me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You mentioned on the 20th and 21st, the Newport Beach Pier, and then the 27th, 28th, and 29th is Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, we'll be back at our old stomping grounds, Manhattan Beach. At that time, we will be having a raffle for one lucky girl to have dinner with me, and you can register for our drawing so you can go out and have dinner with me.
All right, Chris Norton with us, who's going to be modeling Speedos out on various beaches to bring that look back. 1-800-449-8686. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I definitely don't agree with a man in a Speedo. I somewhat think, I don't know, I find it kind of repulsive, and I definitely don't agree with the gentleman about how women are attracted to men in a Speedo.
Well, I think the reason why I say that, first of all, European men have kept the Speedo alive, and you can see the European women really enjoy it. And
why do European women enjoy it?
Well, again, Phil, I think it's because there is a sensuality about it and a sensuality about it. We call it the hammock, and the reason why we call it the hammock or the banana hammock, you know, is because it does make you look, I don't know, ma'am?
Yes.
You know, when I call it a banana hammock, you know what I'm talking about. I mean,
all right, well, we don't have to get that graphic, do we?
No, but I'm going to ask the lady if she knows what I mean.
I know exactly. I'm 29 years old. I know exactly
right.
What you mean. My girlfriends and I think it's, like, repulsive if we see a guy, like, at the pool or something in a Speedo where it's like, it's like not, I don't think it's very attractive at all for a man to be in a Speedo.
Well,
I just think a regular bathing suit does just fine. I don't know that many women that are definitely attracted to a man in a Speedo.
Well, what about that, Chris? You have an American woman here.
Well, I think the Speedo leaves something to be imagined. I think it's very sexy. If you look at it that way, I think the lady's looking at it the wrong way. You know,
well, you said that the Speedo leaves a little bit to the imagination. What did you say?
I don't think it leaves much to be imagined.
Well, I think it shows a lot of skin. There's no doubt about that. But it also retains some mystery, you know. And I think women like mystery. And a guy, have you seen a good-looking? See, I don't know how to say this, but I am very good-looking. I am. You know, I can be a model. When my agent signed me, Dan Tanner, and by the way, his number is 213-251-3189, Tanner International.
Your agent is Dan Tanner?
That's correct.
That's like that guy on Vegas. Did you ever see that show Vegas, ma'am?
Yeah.
Dan Tanner?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people say that that's the same. But I think that I look good in it because I am the complete package. And
all right, well, if a guy's going to wear a Speedo, like say I'm going to wear a Speedo.
Well, I think you got to be in shape.
All right, so I'm not in shape. You have shoe-shined and spiked hair, and you're going to be carrying a six-pack of Tab?
That's right, to give people the 100% look, okay, is all I'm saying. So if you have on a wraparound gargoyles, you have a six-pack of Tab, and you're
carrying. How do you know that American women want to see men in a Speedo?
Well, do American women want to see a good-looking guy? I think the answer is yes. That's why they want to see him. If you want to see a hot guy, and I mean a really hot guy, and you don't want to see a hot guy in a Speedo,
Okay, ma'am.
Well,
thank you.
Well, I bet if you did a survey on how many American women would prefer to see men in a regular bathing suit or in a Speedo, I bet your winning would be definitely a regular bathing suit.
Well, I mean, a lot of chicks follow me and line up to buy me dinner when we do our Manhattan Beach raffle. So, you know.
All right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Do you get that from women?
What?
That they think that a Speedo's disgusting?
Not really. I mean, that was kind of unusual. That call came from Portland, Oregon, though. So, you know, I don't know how many beaches they have up there or whatever, you know, where they can really take a look at a guy in a Speedo. But I think that I embody the spirit of the Speedo. I am what Speedo is all about. And that is I have, you know, the banana. I mean, I don't know how to put it, but I am hung and everything. And
okay, we got it. So you're well hung, and you look good in a Speedo. All right, I can't wear one. I'm too freaking fat and gross.
But if you work out, then you know.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know that I'd wear one.
The other thing about Portland is, Phil, that it's full of a lot of fat hippies, and I don't think that Portland, Oregon's got.
Portland has fat hippies.
That's true. A lot of ex hippies that are really fat, and I don't think they get the spirit of the Speedo up there.
All right, here is Murrieta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I know they don't have a lot of sun in Oregon.
I'm from Costa Mesa, and let me tell you, a guy in a Speedo is about the grossest, grossest thing you could ever see. Every woman I know hates guys in Speedos, hates them.
You know, that's really unusual. You're from California?
Oh, yeah. I'm a second-generation Californian.
Well, I mean, have you seen a really hot guy in a Speedo? Because a guy who's got a really hot
body. He could
be Mr. Universe,
and it's still disgusting. The sexiest thing in the whole world is a really good-looking guy in a baggy pair of, like, boxer-style
swimsuits. Let me jump in and say this, Chris. Is this a matter of taste?
I think a lot of women who are used to guys that can't wear Speedos would say that. In other words, I don't know if this lady's ever really seen a really hot-looking guy in a Speedo. Where are you at? You're in Murrieta?
Yeah.
Do you get down to Newport Beach at all?
Well, that's where I just moved from, was Costa Mesa, yeah. We were right down by the beach. And we'd make fun of all the guys. We'd, like, laugh and say they must be from Europe.
Well,
That's the thing. When I was in Miami and here in California, anytime you saw a guy in a Speedo,
you'd say he's from Europe, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing we're trying to change. We're trying to bring the Speedo back because the Speedo is sexy and it also has mystery to it.
And the Speedo is sexy and has mystery to it.
Ma'am, you're going to be in Newport. I'm going to be in Newport Beach May 20th and 21st. I will be at the Newport Beach Pier.
Ew.
Come on.
But the last thing I want to see is you in a Speedo.
I will tell you this much. If you saw me in a Dayglo Speedo with my tan body and I don't know what you're laughing at because you've never seen me lubed up with tanning oil.
I'm
body
going to be nauseous. You sound really gross. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
What's gross?
Believe me,
wait a second.
If you want girls, do not wear a Speedo. That is my advice to you. Please take my advice.
No, I was going to... Okay, you've never seen my tan. You've never seen my turquoise necklace on my chest. It looks sexy.
Oh my God. Maybe you should go to a gay beach, really. Seriously. You'd pick up guys there. You'd have no problem taking
it. Oh, yeah, okay. So that's
girls,
I see. So this is like a crank call. It's like a cold shot.
A gay beach?
I mean,
do you hear what she said?
Seriously.
So you're saying, ma'am, that...
You're going to look like a big fag.
Hey, you know something, baby? If you saw me, you'd lube up. Okay, forget it.
Sorry.
Wait a
second. Good luck, man. Good luck to the guys.
You know, I'll tell you something. I'm very, very good looking, okay? Okay? Okay. She's got it.
Yeah, she's got it all right. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, part of his Chris 2000 tour, he is trying to bring the Speedo back, and you're getting a lot of women.
I think these are aberrations. The first lady was from Portland. That lady moved away from the beach. I think a lot of the chicks that are from the beach, you know, understand the look of a hard body in a Speedo. And
all right, your agent's name is Dan Tanner?
That's right. My agent's name is Dan Tanner. I forget the guy that he started the business with. They're going to be out there, and I'm going to be at the beach. I put Fabio to shame, man. I can't believe it's not Speedo is our slogan. They just don't want to admit that they like sexy guys in Speedos because they don't want to embarrass their men. That's all.
No, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I'll have to ask my wife what she thinks of Speedos. San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, dude there, you think you're a little bit too cool. We do not like Speedos here in Texas. At
well,
all.
How many good-looking guys?
Europe, they do like them, but they're a whole different, you know, deal over there. They also sit around in the nude, everybody, and that's fine. So
it's kind of a different, it's kind of a different vibe, isn't it, Chris? The European men that I've seen, you know, they wear the Speedos. I've seen fat, overweight European men wearing Speedos.
I think
in flesh-colored bathing suits, it's awful. No, we don't like them. Their big hero over there is David Hasselhoff. So
well,
we don't really want to go by the European standard.
Oh, so wait a second. You're telling me that David Hasselhoff looks gay?
No, I'm not saying anything about gay, but I mean Speedos are definitely not what's in here in Texas.
What are you going to be wearing if you get the full picture here, Chris?
Well, the reason Texas hates Speedos is because you can't put a big ass belt buckle on a Speedo for
starters.
Well,
that's probably true. Everything down here is bigger on all the men in Texas.
No,
and
but
Speedos just don't work.
This week I'm going to be at La Jolla Beach. Okay, my hair is going to be spiked and shoe shined. I do wear a friendship bracelet. I wear a turquoise necklace and anklet. I have wraparound gargoyles. I'll be holding a six pack, a Tab Cola, and a Frisbee.
I have to agree with the girl before. You're just a little too, hung up on yourself, and that sounds a little bit too gay with
okay.
all that stuff.
If you think that
you said he sounded gay, is that right, ma'am?
Well, with all this jewelry and his Tab, you know, real men don't drink Tab.
Tab Cola is a Diet Cola. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you know, men and diet drinks just doesn't usually, no.
Okay.
Texas, we don't like it here.
Well, you don't have a beach in Texas. So I don't know if you're talking
about. Well, that part is true. I'll agree.
All right, ma'am.
I'll agree. And, I mean, do you usually prefer women in big-time thongs and all that, or a little bit? Like, a girl's Speedo bathing suit is fun, and they're sexy, but they're not that revealing.
I prefer my women not wearing no clothing at all. But, you know, if you're going to force my hand on it, I'd say, yeah, probably a thong. It's very sexy.
Well, I would be curious to see you because you pretty much think you're pretty cute, and I'd just like to really see.
Everything you heard about me, it doesn't sound cute to you?
Well, you're just a little too hung up on yourself, so
okay.
You can't go for that.
Fair enough, ma'am. Thank you for your call. So the opinion is split here on whether Chris, wearing his spiked and shoe-shined hair, friendship bracelet, turquoise necklace and anklet, wraparound gargoyles, holding a six-pack of Tab and a Frisbee, walking down the beach in a Dayglow Speedo, is a woman's sex dream. You know, Chris, it's just one of those interesting things.
I'll tell you, for $10, you can get a picture taken with me, and then you tell me if you don't lube up at the end of that experience. Okay.
All right, I got the thing, and I really don't appreciate. Just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, and we're talking with Chris Norton. He's a model and you know, does also part-time pharmaceutical salesman. Are you do telemarketing, Chris?
Yes, sir, I do, and work for a pharmaceutical telemarketing for a pharmaceutical company, Redondo Beach, California.
Okay, you got Chris 2000, and your agent's name is Dan Tanner of Tanner International. You'll be walking along beaches in Southern California for the next several months?
Yeah, Phil, for the duration of the summer as we bring back the Speedo to Southern California and to America, too. I know that your show is nationally syndicated, and I know there's a lot of people that want the California look. You know, no matter where you live, you can look like you live in California, too. All you have to do is wear a Dayglow Speedo and, you know, buff up a little bit. I'm not saying that anybody can wear a Speedo, but you need to buff up. And, you know, get ripped and do the do, you know. And
well, what do you mean you say do the do? I mean, you know.
Well, you just work out and also then put on the Speedo. And I think the Speedo is an awesome look, and I think a lot of people's, you know, a lot of women are totally into it.
Okay, so May 27th, 28th, and 29th, what's coming up?
Thank you, Phil. Yeah, May 27th, 28th, and 29th, I will be wearing my Speedo for a solid week, at which time I will remove it. I'm not going to take it off in front of people, but I will be auctioning off my Speedo, the one that I've been wearing for a solid week without washing it. That's my promise to you. And I will be wearing that for a solid week, and then I will auction that off and auction off a date with me. So you'll win not only an evening out with me, but you'll also win my Speedo that I haven't washed for 7 days. And that's all the proceeds, Phil, is going to go to my friend's place.
Are you really donating it to my friend's place?
That's the place that I hear you talking about. And
well, how much money do you think you're going to get? So you're going to wear a Speedo for a solid week, and then you're going to take it off and auction it off, and that same lady will get dinner with you.
No, the dinner's one lady will win dinner with me, and another lady will win the Speedo that I haven't washed for 7 days. So that's all part of what's happened on the 27th, 28th, and 29th, and that's going to be at Manhattan Beach, my old stomping grounds.
All right, here's Newport Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, hi.
I'm calling you right now from Newport Beach. I'm sitting on the sand
on
22nd
awesome.
Street.
That is awesome.
I am a native Californian.
Uh-huh.
And
where are you from, Chris?
I
want to ask Chris, where are you from, Chris?
I would want to look at a guy in a Speedo.
I come from Tustin, California.
So you're from Orange County?
Yes, sir.
So you live up in Redondo?
That's correct.
Go ahead, ma'am. What did you say? That nobody you know?
Nobody I know would want to look at a guy in a Dayglo Speedo.
Well, I mean, I think that's the tragedy of the Speedo, because I think it's very sexy, and there's a lot of mystery about it.
There is no mystery whatsoever.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Have you ever seen a really ripped guy in a Speedo?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
And it blows. The Speedo blows the entire image.
So, in other words, you don't like to see a nude guy. Ah, I got you on that one. Because the Speedo, it's almost like seeing a guy what's nude.
Yeah, but nobody wants to see some guy who thinks he's all hot walking down the beach in his little Dayglo Speedo. You know, it's
why I'm wearing a friendship bracelet.
A bracelet and a six pack of tabs.
Look, I don't think I'm hot. I know I'm hot. Okay. Well, what are you saying? That's gay?
Well, I'm not saying
I got
what
your gargoyle
sexual preferences, but.
Well, I think I look
I'm,
hot.
I'm saying that you really ought to get a clue. And
ma'am, I think
a
that
guy in a really
once
hot
you see me in a Speedo, you know, you'll lubricate. And
okay, you know something, man? I don't like you continually saying that, okay?
What?
What you just said. You can say once you see me in a Speedo, you'll think I'm really good looking.
Okay. She'll think I'm really good looking.
Thank you, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686, Cleveland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah,
slide
man, yes, man, listen, that
what?
Is straight feminine, and I am a good-looking man with a ripped-up body, 3% body fat, and any woman would tell you that is feminine. And I'll tell you this, only
wait,
person
what's
that's
going to
get those Speedos from you is a boy.
I did a test run in Venice
Beach a few
weeks
ago.
There is
no woman that's going to be looking for you.
You're telling me that's feminine?
Real men do not wear Speedos.
Oh, you're wrong, dude.
And any woman that
dude,
will call would tell you.
Dude, you're
you
a black.
Here it is. I mean, you're outnumbered. Most
no.
of the women in the car do
no.
not like it.
No, check it out. You're a black dude, right?
Yeah.
You dudes rip. You look awesome in Speedos, man.
No.
I've
this,
seen
let
black
me,
dudes.
Let me tell you something. This girl, like, I had some before. I came out to California.
Right.
And I had put them on. She called, man. She asked me, was I gay?
What's up with that,
feel
man?
Bad.
What's up with
and
that?
Believe me,
that
I got
biatch,
a cold
man.
Body, but
that.
I took them off.
I slapped that biatch upside, man. What's up with that, you know? You got package for days, don't you?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I'm saying they said real
you
men
got package
do not
for
wear
days.
Speedos.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.